This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You join me here on RNIB Connect Radio at the home of British rowing in Caversham, just outside Reading. And I'm beside the Redgrave Pinsent Lake here as well with Paralympics GB visually impaired rower Sam Murray, who will be competing in Paris in the PR3 mixed double sculls. Sam, just firstly, how did you get into rowing as a visually impaired person? Because I think your grandfather or your great-grandfather was a Thames lighterman.
Oh, yeah, great to meet you. And yeah, that's right. My great-grandfather used to guide ships up and down the River Thames. Gosh, probably the start of the Second World War and that era. And I remember hearing some of the tales of him, you know, having to have these little lanterns on his rowing boats and the merchant ships going up and down the Thames. So I guess there was always a little bit of an interest. And then I tried it at school with some friends and I went down to Worcester Rowing Club. And that's kind of where I started figuring out, wow, this sport is quite different to other things, whether it be football or cricket that I tried. And also it's really hard work. And there was something in that really captivated me and kind of got me hooked on it in a way.
And I suppose your aspirations to compete for Great Britain in the Paralympics probably goes back a few years, because I think you were spotted at a talent event in 2007.
Yeah, it's gone back a few years. I think it's one of those where there aren't many seats, you know, to get hold of. I mean, I think there's probably, you know, the four, which has got two guys in it. And that's been such a dominant boat for so many years. Or there's the boat that I'm in, which is a new event. So, yeah, it's been a long quest. I've been in and out of the team and figuring out what other sports I'd like to focus on. But it's been a real privilege to come back and be really focused on building up for the Games.
And the PR3 mixed double sculls is obviously a new class for Paris and a new class for Paralympics. Could you just explain to me and listeners what the difference is between the sculling and, I suppose, if you were part of a team in the mixed coxed four? I mean, obviously, you've got two oars instead of one.
Yeah, so the main difference being that we have two oars, so we have one oar in each hand, and it's a double, so there's two of us in a boat. Versus a rowing boat, which would have one big oar each, and in the four, there's four of them, and cox, so they have a cox, so someone a little bit lighter than us sitting in the boat, steering them and giving them instructions. I think the unique factor with the double is that there are slightly higher classification points, so slightly more of an impairment, and also we don't have anyone steering the boat for us, so we have to figure that out ourselves and make the appropriate calls and really harness that teamwork with one another.
And obviously you're rowing with Annie Caddock, who you've been rowing with for a couple of years now, and you did very well at the Europeans. How does it work with you both in the boat?
Yeah, I mean, it works in that we, I guess, are very close in how we communicate and how we try to figure things out together. Last season, I was the one setting the rhythm and, you know, figuring out, like, what do we need to be rating? How do we approach the race? And Annie was making the calls. And actually, this season, we've decided to flip that around and actually think that we're getting a better performance out of ourselves because of that. So Annie's doing a really good job staying consistent, setting that rhythm, you know, keeping the stroke rate. And I'm the one almost kind of, in a way, reading the race and figuring out when do we make the calls, what am I feeling in the boat, what things do we need to focus on to make sure that we maintain our pace and speed.
And obviously, you know, sort of as a visually impaired rower, this is, you know, rowing is a really good sport for somebody who's visually impaired. And I think you wear blindfolds in the Paralympics as well. But it's all about feel, it's all about balance, it's all about timing, and it's all about the sound of the oars going into the water, isn't it?
It is. I mean, something that, you know, when I was last in the squad, we used to have to wear blacked out goggles when we race internationally. They did revise that after Rio. So that's not now the case, which is great because sometimes it can really distort your hearing, having like a big sort of, I suppose, like visor on your face. But I guess that some of the best rowers, whether it be visually impaired or in the Olympic team, it's all about feeling. And it's about how you feel the rhythm, how you gauge your timing, how you judge, you know, the placement of your blade and keep in time with everyone. So for someone who is visually impaired, you're not often reliant on your sight to compete. When you compare it to something, you know, like a football, rugby or cricket, sight is quite a limiting factor. Whereas once you can grasp the fundamentals of this sport, it's really down to you and your fitness and your ability to be skillful.
And how do you and Annie feel sort of going into Paris with being European champions?
I mean, it's great. I mean, we really couldn't have picked a better run-in. You know, obviously I came back into the team last season, so that was more about a gauge of where we are. And we had to come top five at the Worlds to qualify for Paris. But, you know, this season's gone pretty much to plan. We've never placed an outright expectation of where we want to be. And I think that keeps the pressure off us in terms of external pressures, but also make sure that we don't sort of hold ourselves back in a way, because we don't want to settle for being second or third. We always just want to expect that we want to achieve our best, and that'll deliver us whatever performance we're capable of.
And it's great to be here at the Rowing Centre here in Caversham. I mean, you've got the Olympic team and the Paralympic team, I think, training together. Does that help you, and have you been sort of comparing notes? Because they did quite well in the Olympics, didn't they?
Yeah, they did exceptionally well. In fact, the women's head coach, you know, who won numerous medals and a gold in a quad, was with us this morning for our training session. So, you know, he's spending his holiday time with us, and that information is getting shared. And I think as a group, you know, the Paralympic squad has four boats and they're all quite varying in speed. So to go out when we're in singles or smaller boats and have other teammates around you, like, makes a massive difference and just keeps that energy alive when you're out on the water and doing those long, hard sessions in the winter.
And obviously you were training this morning, and then there's only a few days, I suppose, less than a week and a bit probably to go now until the Paris Paralympics. Are you still training, or do you have some time to sort of, I suppose, you know, sort of have a bit of time to relax and maybe get yourself mentally prepared?
I think relaxing as a rower is going from three sessions a day to two sessions a day. So we're still training twice a day. We'll be training all the way up until we race, but the type of training we're doing and the sort of volume is coming down a little bit. So yeah, it's quite nice in a way to just keep the body up and running and stay in some routine. So yeah, that'll be our approach going into Paris.
Well, Sam, thank you very much indeed for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio. And everyone at the RNIB wishes you, Annie, and the rest of the GB Paralympic squad all the best in Paris.
Thank you very much. Thank you.